This is John.
Hi, John. This is Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. We spoke, I think, Friday, and we're asking you to add us as a manager again on a different thread. Is it something you've had a chance to take a look at yet, that email, or not?
I still have it. No, I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Okay, all right. You think maybe you'll have a chance tonight?
I will try my best.
Okay. I gotta tell you, I know it's hard. You're busy working all the time. And once you get to it, I mean, it's like a one-minute task, really, once you get to it, unless you need our help. And so you'll – but if you're familiar with logging into your Google Business listing, it'll be very easy. Okay?
Yeah, I know it's been a little while since I've logged on there, so I might need to find a password or do something. So, I'll try to look into it tonight.
Okay. And, you know, if I took a moment, I could tell you which email that you should be able to have it connected to, but you may already know that. Do you?
The Denali Ranger.
It would take me a minute to have that actual answer, but if you hang on just one moment, I can confirm for you, okay? I'm really busy looking, but give me another minute. Because sometimes that is the problem, just if your phone or device is connecting up to a different email, you know. Okay, so the email that you're the primary owner is actually personal as josmond2006@gmail.com. So when you go to google.com business, you will need to log in with that personal email if you have the password to that email.
Yeah, give me 1 second here. I don't even know if I have the Google thing on my phone. No.
Well, it doesn't work through the app. And Google's discontinued the Google Business, Google My Business app. So you can do it through the phone, but you would log into google.com/business.
Oh, there's no longer an app. Okay, yeah, I'll look into it tonight.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks.